So when I go to do what I call a successful endeavor, if I'm believing God spiritually, physically, financially to be successful, what does God think about that? What does He think? You never seek people's approval. I listen to that still small voice. That's in me.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, John Copeland and Jesse Duplantis encourage you to listen to that still small voice residing inside of you and be willing to make the necessary adjustments to fulfill God's plan for you.
Hello and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm John Copeland. My mom and dad are Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and they've asked me to host these 2 weeks of broadcast. And we have a very special guest with us all the way from Destrehan, Louisiana.
Amen.
Brother Jesse Duplantis.
Glad to have you here, bud. It's an honor to be here, John.
Always fun to have Jesse on board because you never know where the boat's going to go.
That's right. We lost the motor. So we just float.
We just float along sometimes. But, you know, we've been talking about success.
Amen.
You know, and everybody needs success in their life. I don't think you can be happy if you have no fulfillment, you're not, you know, you don't have any success, you don't have anything to show for what you've done.
Right.
I think in the end, everybody would love to be able to, you know, walk through those pearly gates and face Jesus and have Him say, "You did everything I've asked you to do." And I think, you know, we would all love to have that.
Amen.
I think a lot of people are lacking purpose in their life.
Amen.
Yeah. You know, they have a job and they feel like, well, this is just my job.
Right.
You know, and I do this from 9 to 5 mm-hmm. and this is what I am. You know, I'm a plumber or I'm a school teacher or, you know, I'm a firefighter, which are all good, honorable things.
Sure.
But I think that, you know, that doesn't mean that is what you are and you're limited to that.
Right.
God has called you, He can call you to be a plumber, but as you're doing your plumbing, you're making a difference in people's lives in some way.
Amen.
You know, you're called to be a minister to people. And so, you know, I and Jesse, mom and dad, everybody here at this ministry, at Jesse's ministry in Destrehan, we all want to see you successful. And
Amen.
We want to provide you the tools that you need to do that. And it's not just going to happen.
That's right.
It's not going to happen just because you want it or just because God says you can be successful. It's going to happen when you start taking steps of faith and action on your behalf.
Right.
And then as you do that, God's going to step up and put some super on your natural.
Amen.
And He's going to help you do it. But I don't know, a lot of people, they're sitting back waiting on God.
Right.
When's God going to do something?
Well, that is the biggest error in this thing. They just think it's going to happen. Success equals responsibility. You have to be responsible. God put a gift in you to stir up that gift of God. Some people say, well, I'm just waiting for God to do this. He's done everything He's going to do. Now it's up to us to take what He's put in our hands because everyone is multifaceted. You just said a while ago that you might be a plumber. Now, you can be a plumber. But how about owning a plumbing business? You can still be a plumber. You can still go out and do the plumbing, mm-hmm. but why not own the business? Why does someone else have to own the business? Why can't you own it? Well, I don't have any money to get started. No, but you got something better than money. You got you. You have something inside of you. You understand that business. And that's what we're talking about. And, you know, last week we make sure your mission's clear, that what you believe you become, what you believe you do. Now, I want to get into this thing here, John. This is where people mess up most of the time, where they quit being successful. They shut their responsibility down and say, well, you know, God's going to do this, and I'm going to believe God. Well, belief's good, but faith without works is dead. Mm-hmm. And if we told you yesterday, if you have a notepad, take this down. These are the things that I do that have helped me that work. And if they work for me, I know they're going to work for John Copeland, work for you or anybody. So I want to read this. And here is where people mess up when it becomes, when they're dealing with success. First thing, he says, stir up the gift of God. Paul's talking to Timothy there. Mm-hmm. Now, what happens when you don't feel it? What happens when you don't see it? I call that lonely times. Or what we call wilderness times, when Jesus was in the wilderness. So write this down. Lonely times or wilderness times in life help you to get clearer on your calling and your goals. You see, you think that's wasted time. Well, it ain't working, Brother Jesse. No, God's giving you time to think. He's giving you time to act. He's giving you time to react. You see, instead of just rushing out and do this, so that when you do it right the very first time. See, a lot of people think, well, this isn't working. Well, you never let your feelings tell you how to feel, and you never let your feelings tell you how to believe. When God told me to go in the ministry, now, first thing I thought of, well, how I'm going to eat? Mm-hmm. How I'm going to live? How I'm going to pay my bills? See, that's not my job. You see, that's what the world says. You got to do this. God said, I will do all this if you will take the responsibility of pulling it out of the spirit world or the faith world, and I'll make it natural. So when I begin to believe, decree, and declare. Now, when you talk to people, they think you're stupid. There were times they said, don't believe that, Jesse. It ain't going to work. Well, that's lonely times. I want somebody to kind of help me instead of push me down. Mm-hmm. And here's what people are not successful in life. It's because they think, well, it's not working because you're going by what you see. You should be going by what you believe. I don't deny what I see. Some people do. I don't. I deny it's right to affect me. And now, if I want to change that, if I want to change what I see, I have to do something different. You see what I'm saying? In other words, it's like a diet. Everybody hates diets. Let me tell you something about losing weight. A lot of people don't understand. Do you know you can lose weight quicker than you can gain it? Oh, no. Oh yes. How long it took you to get as big as you are? But you can knock it down in 3 months. Now, you're going to have to get vicious. You're going to have to get disciplined. You can look and say, buddy, that mouth and that brain will be screaming at you, feed me. No, you are going to shut up and you're going to listen to me. And the body will say, okay, he's not changing his mind. She's not changing that mind. And all of a sudden, you put responsibility so you can see the success that you want. Now, if you go back to your old ways, guess what? You're going to get the same result. Mm-hmm. And so if you don't want what's happening right now, you need to change your life, change those ways. But remember this, while you change them, it may be lonely times. It may be wilderness times, but that makes no difference. In that time when things wasn't working, I realized I had an opportunity to make my call and my goal clearer. The Apostle Paul is a prime example of that, of total success. He went to the Arabian desert. I mean, I call it the silent years of his ministry. He stuck out there. He's called to preach, but you got to have something to say, John. Yeah. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, if you're called to minister or if you're called to be a success, spiritually, physically, and financially, you're going to have to say something. And after you say something, you're going to have to produce what you say. But remember this, if it doesn't work the first time, that doesn't mean you're a failure. That means you just found there's one way to not never do it again. That don't work that way.
I think a lot of times people give up.
That's the problem.
They give up on their dream.
That's right.
That God had given them. Maybe back, you know, when they were in their 20s or 30s or sometimes even childhood, they have this dream that I want to be that.
Right.
Through circumstances, through people.
Right.
Trying to talk them out of it, say, you can't be that. Maybe they tried, they failed, or maybe they just never even started.
Right.
But God put that in them for a reason.
Right.
And I think a lot of you maybe need to go back and resurrect. Amen. Those dreams that God's given you that you've never fulfilled.
Well, you know, John,
and He put them there for a reason.
Well, dreams don't have no expiration dates, which makes you think they expired. You can get it at 80, you can get it at 8. It didn't make any difference. But you know what? When you're talking about Thomas Edison, in his mind, he didn't think there were failures. That was knowledge. Now, you know what? And he was trying to get to an electric light bulb. There's so many different ways. But yet, in some of those things that he did that didn't work in the electric light bulb, worked in some other thing. So really, it was knowledge. He went, wait a minute, we did that trying to do the electric light bulb. We can take this application that didn't work with the electric light bulb, but that application will work with this. So I call that, all those are not really failures. That's just research. When something don't work, I go, well, I researched that out. But I don't just throw that away. See, I want to be a success, spiritually, physically, financially. I don't just throw it away because I invested time in that. But I'll put that on that shelf because something may come up later in life, ladies and gentlemen, that even though it may not have worked in this application, now that thing will work in the new application to the new thing that you're believing for. And you're so right. People get so depressed and say, it's not working. Well, I mean, the day you're going to die is not the day you lose weight. It takes a little time, doesn't it? I mean, it's common sense. See, so you just keep going forward. And there's some things you're going to eat that's going to make you gain weight. There's some things you're going to eat that's going to make you lose weight. Whatever. I use that as an example. But my point is you don't quit if you want to achieve where you want to go.
Perseverance.
Perseverance. It's the key to it. That's what Paul was saying. He said, I went into the Arabian desert. He said, and the solid years, so that when he would go forth, that revelation from him, came out. Now, let me show you know what the revelation was. Do you know Jesus only proclaimed the gospel? He could not teach the gospel. What? Let me explain that. Because he had 12 disciples that didn't believe it. They didn't believe he was going to raise from the dead. They all quit. So Jesus only had time to proclaim the gospel. But Paul's revelation or his epistles to the church explained the gospel. That's why preaching is proclaiming and teaching is explaining. Notice that. You go in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you find Jesus proclaiming. Because he would tell them, I'm going to, you kill this body, I'll be back in 3 days. Yeah, sure. You know, he had to proclaim it. They wouldn't believe it. He had to go get them. But when Paul came on in that Arabian desert, in them silent years where everybody thought he's lost everything, he ain't doing it, he's a hobo stuck out in the back desert. He was getting the revelation of explaining the gospel. So if you're a minister and you listen, you could preach on that. Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John proclaims the gospel. But the Hebrews and the Epistles, Romans, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians explain the gospel. See, Jesus couldn't explain it because he had people who wouldn't believe it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say something real strong. If you don't believe what me and John are going to say in these next 2 weeks, you're not going to make it. Not that we're so smart. No, we are explaining to you how to be a success today, not next week. You never put your faith in the future. It was never meant for that. Faith is in the now. Now, faith is. Now, it takes me to this other point I want to talk about. Once you understand that makes no difference what anybody says in terms of your calling and your goal, then you write this down. Do not seek people's approval. You want to be a success? Maybe you're the only one that got this revelation. So you're going to go ask somebody that don't have it? That don't make no sense. Now, I don't know how to fly a plane, but you do. It'd be kind of stupid for me to say, John, why don't you sit in the back and I'm going to fly this plane?
I'd jump out.
You'd jump out in a second. Yeah, because we would crash. My point is this, but I could learn. There's nothing I can't do. I may not want to do it. Kathy's trying to get me to join the 21st century, which means she wants me to carry a cell phone so they can text me. You want to leave? I don't want to do all that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying it's wrong. It's good. Do that. I just, when I walk away in that office, I walk away. Well, I need to get a hold of you. I call you. You know, she gets real mad when I say that.
You could do like Dad. You could have a cell phone, but you keep it off.
Put it on. Just keep it off.
And then when you want to call somebody, you call them.
That's exactly what
I do. And then you turn it back off.
Did I learn that from your father? I probably did. Now, watch this. Do not seek people's approval. Listen to and act on that still small voice, which is God's. Watch this. Paul went out, and the first thing he did, everybody wanted to kill him. That ain't too successful, isn't it? What did God say? By him listening, instead of saying, I quit, the Lord said, I will deliver you from the people. Now, I love that. That's one of the greatest statements in the scripture. I've been delivered from people. People say, but Jesse, don't care what anybody thinks. I don't care what anybody thinks. I know that sounds cocky and arrogant. Wait a minute. They're not going to judge me, but I care about what God thinks. So when I go to do a what I call a successful endeavor, if I'm believing God spiritually, physically, financially to be successful, what does God think about that? What does he think? You never seek people's approval. I listen to that still small voice that's in me. So yesterday we dealt with, be clear about your mission. We just talked to you about lonely times. It may not be working, but that's when you can really hone, if that's the right word, your calling and what you want to do, your commission and what you want to do. And then you don't seek people's approval. When I told people I was going into ministry, you know what they said? And they were right. You're not qualified. I already knew that. I was trying to talk God out of it myself. No, I'm not qualified, God. Now, if you want me to play, I can play. I can be a musician for you. No, I want you to go to the poop. No, look. And do you know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm known for my joy. I'm known, they say, Jesse's a funny preacher. You know, I never had any of that before I was preaching. I was so shocked the first time I walked behind a pulpit. People falling out the pews, you know, they just roaring, laughing. And I was so angry. What are these people? Why are they doing this? And Kathy said, you funny. But I've never been funny. Now, I have people call me all the time, right in my office. Would you come to our church and do this banquet and say something funny? I can't do that, John. Why? Because I'm not a comedian. People think I am. But when I get behind that pulpit, something changes in me. And that's not my nature. Now, I've said some funny things before, you know, but just like anybody else. But what happened, and I said, God, why me? Even my mother, she's in heaven, she said, Jesse ain't funny at all. Jesse hurt you, man. That's before I was born again. He's crazy, you know. But when I got born again, the Lord said, my people need joy. You know how many sad, sick, disgusted people that are in the body of Christ today?
that come to my meeting. I get this all the time. Oh, my grandpa, my uncle, my father, they hate preachers, but they watch you.
That softens people's hearts.
Yes, but I never had that. See, but when I stirred up the gift of God, that came out. That was in me. I never knew it was there. Never. You see, that's what, and all of a sudden, that joy has made me a success. I mean, people, I don't mean it's private, they'll beat the doors down to get to my meetings. They say, what is Jesse going to say? You know, and some people are so mad at me, they got their clicker. I am not going to listen to it. Wait a minute, let's see what he said. He put it back. You know, the whole key to that, that's the Lord doing that. I want you to be successful spiritually, physically, and financially. Okay, well, how do I, most people think financially. Let's deal with money for a minute. How do you get that? You don't seek people's approval. John said earlier, you know, that we were talking about finances, that, you know, you could borrow money at 3%. What? That's cheap, cheap money. But why not be paid 3%? In other words, why do you have to pay someone else when you're smart enough to get someone else to pay you? You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now, what side of that track you want to be on? That's your decision. That's where your responsibility lies. I decided to owe no man anything but to love him. I adopted that through your father's teachings. Now, when I first thought of it, John, it didn't work. It didn't work. I said, ain't no way this is going to work. My mind kept going, because I was so saturated with the world system, Princeton, Yale, Harvard, Duke of finance. Yet God was said, I can do anything you can believe, but I can't do anything you can't believe. So I quit seeking people's approval.
Well, I can think of many times in the history of this ministry, as long as I've been alive in it, right. I guess, you know, the times that Dad's done something because the Lord directed him to do it.
Sure.
He didn't go out and ask, the denomination, or he didn't go out and ask anybody. I mean, once the Word said do it or God said do it, he just did it.
Right.
And if you were to ask somebody, do you think it's a good time to go on daily television right now? Well, that was, you know, after some ministers, you know, Jimmy Swaggart and Baker had gotten into some trouble. And TV preacher stock was at an all-time low because we were on Sunday broadcast. We had a Sunday broadcast then, and it affected everybody in ministry.
Sure.
Churches, everybody was affected financially. So if you were to say, would it be a good time to go on daily television now, you know, 5 days a week? Now that would make it 6 days a week we're on television. Everybody would have said no.
Wrong time.
But, you know, God told Dad to do it, and he goes and we didn't even have the money to do it. Took a room.
You didn't have the money.
We didn't have the money.
What do you think your father was listening to? That still small voice that we just said, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if the still small voice can talk, it can also produce the money.
Yes, it can.
Am I right?
Yeah. And so what we did was step of faith. We took a room and just made a studio out of it.
Right.
About as low budget as you could do, but we did it.
Sure.
And you know what? Our ministry just shot up. And because we were obedient to God's voice. If we listened to people and sought their approval, we'd have never done it. It's like having kids. If you want to wait till it's the right time to have kids, you're never going to have them.
That's right.
Right? You just need to go ahead and have them.
Because you know what? You're going to find the money. I remember this. We only had one daughter, Jody. Okay. And because of my lifestyle, I lied to myself. I said, I'm a musician. This is before I saved and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, I travel all over the world. It's just not good to have a child. Let me tell you what it was. Jesse was afraid to have a kid. I ain't gonna lie, but I was afraid. I thought, God, man, what am I gonna do? But you know, how I'm gonna support this? I'm supporting me and Kathy, you know? But I found when Jody came, it was the greatest joy of my life other than my salvation. And the money was there. She never heard from that. We never heard from that. And today, you know, she's a full-grown woman, gave me a grandbaby. Oh, Lord Jesus. She controlled the grandbaby, control everything. Just control everything. And you know what? We don't care. We say, okay, because she's grand. You see what I'm saying? That's my point. We didn't, if you wait and wait, you'll never have children. You'll wind up being an old person rocking on a chair, and somebody's going to get everything you work for when really God says the greatest miracle you can have is your child. Why? Because, you know, everything we got in life, we don't keep. We just rent it. It's called lifetime, and then it goes on to someone else. Don't seek people's approval. You want to be successful, spiritually, physically, and financially? That's one of my points here. Don't seek it. Listen to the still, small voice. And Brother Copeland listened to that voice, and y'all went on daily television, and the money came.
You know, that doesn't necessarily mean, I mean, there's times that you want to go to somebody
sure.
who's at a higher level than
right.
you are. You want to make sure you're going to the right people,
that's
right?
That's correct.
Not somebody that's going to pull you down.
Right.
Somebody's going to pull you up.
Right.
And seek advice. But even if their advice is contrary
that's my
to what God's telling you, you just have to say, thank you, I appreciate that. And then, you know, the only one you need to seek approval from is God. That's it.
Well, real quick, in the first plane I ever bought, I didn't know nothing about no planes, but I knew the Lord wanted us to have an aircraft. Now, some people get mad about that, but that's a piece of transportation. I went and talked to Brother Copeland. I said, what kind of plane should I get? And I didn't tell him what the Lord had spoken to me. And then real quickly, he said, well, you ought to get a 421. I didn't know what a 421 was. Okay, I had no idea. Mm-hmm. I said, is that a jet? He said, no, that's a prop plane. He said, but that's a good one to start. I said, Brother Copeland, the Lord said I should have a jet. You know what your dad said? Well, then, bless God, we're going to get a jet. You see, because he knew the Lord, because he picked it up in the spirit with the Lord. But he was trying to help me. But when I told him what the Lord said, it immediately witnessed in his spirit. And before you know it, your mother and father and my wife and me, we all came together to get the first plane I ever owned so we could preach the gospel across the world. So his approval, I was seeking advice, but when I told him what the Lord said, ladies and gentlemen, what happened was not only did the advice was wonderful, the approval, he said, well, we have to do what God said.
He joined right in with
you. Right in there and actually helped me buy that plane.
Wow, so it was that's a blessing. Awesome. Well, you don't go anywhere, okay? Because we're going to be right back and we've got some things that we want to talk to you about. So come back and see us.
Come to these exciting meetings. Come to the 2010 Prayer Mountain Annual Prayer Conference, October 28th through November 1st at the Hilton Branson Convention Center in Branson, Missouri. Be sure to come to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 11th through 13th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodridge, Virginia. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Southwest Believers Convention will be held the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests. The Copelands welcome you the 10th through 12th of November to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org. God has given you the ability to succeed and prosper in every area of your life, relationships, family, business, and health. Get ready to be transformed as Jesse Duplantis shares 12 ways to achieve total success, a DVD resource that will help you identify your God-given gifts and clarify your unique purpose. This teaching will give you the tools to map out the practical ways to achieve success in every area.
Passion is the power that creates life and helps you to achieve the cause. Be clear about your mission and shape your destiny. What you believe, you must become. Don't live in the land of better. Dwell in the land of best.
You have a future full of hope, filled with God's promises and good success. It's time for you to be who God created you to be, a total and complete success in every area of your life. Order Jesse Duplantis' teaching on DVD, 12 Ways to Achieve Total Success, at a special 25% savings for just $14.95. Learn to identify God's way of bringing true success into your life. For a product discount and 48-hour processing, order online at kcm.org, call toll-free, or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. For this offer and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
You need to have success in your life, in every area of your life, and God wants you to have that. And Brother Jesse's product, 12 Ways to Achieve Total Success, Amen. Is a step for you to take in order to achieve that
right.
success. You have got to change what you've been doing. If what you've been doing isn't working, you got to change the game plan. And so if you get this, it's an in-depth study on success, and you can tap into God's way of thinking and doing things His way instead of your way.
That's right.
When you do it your way, you're going to get what you've got right now. When you do it God's way, it's going to be successful, it's going to be joyful, and you're just going to have a lot better life, and the people around you are going to enjoy you a lot more as well.
Amen.
So I really encourage you to get this because it will, God's Word will change your life, and it's only going to do it if you apply yourself and you learn the ways that God wants you to do it.
Amen.
Agree with that?
I agree. Well, see, you must have a plan, and then you have to work your plan. Mm-hmm. Some people have a plan, but they don't work the plan. I mean, you can have a plan all day long, but if you don't work it, it won't work. It's just that simple. So get a plan. That helps you in this. It shows you. It's documented. It will bless you, and then you work the plan.
So get yours, get it today, and start changing your life. If any of you are using social network medias like Twitter and Facebook, YouTube, you can go online, and we have a Facebook page, we have Twitter. We're all the time sending things out of ministry to you. It's all about helping you. That's everything that we use, every technology and everything that God has provided to this world, we use it in order to minister to your needs. And so I want to encourage you to go to KennethCopelandMinistries.org because there is so much out there.
Amen.
God's provided these technologies to minister the Word of God, every one of them. So you can watch videos, you can view photo libraries, read articles from the magazine. You can look at news releases. You can search, you know, if you're looking for help on a subject like healing, you just search on our website. It pulls up everything about healing that's
Amen.
On that website. So stay connected to God's Word, and that's a good way to do it. I want you to join us tomorrow because we're going to be talking more about how to have
that's
success
right.
in your life. And so this is John Copeland and Jesse DePlantis reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase today's broadcasts on DVD or CD, go to our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-600-7395. No matter where you are, if you have internet access, you are seconds away from life-changing answers thanks to the power of search at kcm.org. It's easy. Just find this keyword search block. Enter a word, speaker name, topic, or scripture. Search gives you instant 24/7 access to more than 40 years of revelation and inspiration from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Try keyword search today at kcm.org.
Matthew 22:37-40. Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all of the law and the prophets."
Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
If you stand and you stay on God's Word and you keep following Him, you will be victorious.
Amen.
It's
true.
I don't care what the devil tries to throw at you. God is bigger than he is.
Amen.
And he's stronger than he is. And he wants to see you have the success in your life that you've been called to have.